2003, I had the opportunity to help start an organization called the Bubal Aiken Foundation, which helps kids with disabilities participate in programs with kids without disabilities, like summer camps, after school programs, sports programs, stuff that normally children who have developmental disabilities don't have the doors open to for them. And when we started doing that, we really thought that we would have the opportunity to hopefully make a difference in the lives of a lot of these children with disabilities and their families. And while I think we've definitely, hopefully, done that, what's probably more fulfilling is the opportunity that we have to see the change in the children without disabilities and the families of those children without disabilities, because it's amazing to see a group of kids have their horizons broadened, their populations diversified by participating in programs with kids with disabilities or with different abilities. We have to thank you. I have to thank you for your support of the Bubal Aiken Foundation. Many of you have helped out over the past 3 years. If you're interested in finding out more about that, I encourage you, please go to www.bubalaiken.org, www.bubelaiken.org. And you can find out more about what we're doing and what we're trying to do. We've had summer camps the past few years, and two in North Carolina, two in Kansas City, Missouri. Woo-hoo! One in just outside of Gary, Indiana this past summer, and we're looking forward to expanding those programs throughout the country, hopefully here in northern Florida at some point soon, with summer camps and after-school programs. And you can find out how you can help if you're interested in that on that website. Also, in 2004, I had the opportunity to start working with an organization that I knew very little about, and that's UNICEF. I didn't know much about it when I was in high school, except for that we trick-or-treated for them every year. we collected coins. But from working with them, I realized and have learned that they are the largest children's organization in the entire world. I took trips with them to Indonesia after the tsunami of 2004 and to northern Uganda in 2005, and had the opportunity to see the programs that they put into place. They have 156 program offices. They have program offices in 156 countries throughout the world, and they're the first on the ground whenever there's a problem that affects children or women throughout the world, whether that be in a natural disaster stricken area, like with the tsunami, a war-torn area like northern Uganda, famine, anywhere where a child or a woman needs access to immunizations, medications, educations, orchestrations, anything with a nation, they will be there. And I've done it before. It goes over like that. So I encourage you to find out more about UNICEF at their website, unicefusa.org. unicefusa.org. If those two organizations don't strike your fancy, that's fine. There are things that I'm passionate about, and each one of us has things that we're all passionate about in different ways. There are organizations for kids with disabilities. There are organizations for kids with diseases, for adults with diseases, literacy organizations, arts organizations. There are thousands of organizations in your city, in your state, in the South, in the country, in the world, that need your support. And around this time of the holidays, I think I would be remiss if I didn't encourage you to find something that you're passionate about and try to figure out a way that you can better your community and your world in some way.